Justin Trudeau on dodging tinfoil hat truckers. I talk to protesters I agree with, like BLM. By Robert Krajicek on January 31, 2022. Leftist Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said on Monday that he will not meet with conspiracy theorist trucker demonstrators in Ottawa. On, wearing tinfoil hats, distinguishing them from the Black Lives Matter protesters he felt comfortable engaging with. Trudeau held a remote press conference from an undisclosed location while fielding questions from journalists via telephone. A journalist inquired why Trudeau would not meet with truckers and others protesting coronavirus vaccine mandates after having previously met with Black Lives Matter demonstrators. She asked, "Can you explain the reason why you won't participate or meet with them? You've attended rallies on the Hill of the past, including during a Black Lives Matter protest and others. Is there a reason that you can give us for why you will not discuss or have any negotiations with this particular group?" Trudeau said he attended Black Lives Matter protests due to political agreement with their protesters. "I have attended protests and rallies in the past when I agree with the goals. And, when I supported the people expressing their concerns and their issues. Black Lives Matter is an excellent example of that. But I have also chosen to not go anywhere near protests that have expressed hateful rhetoric, violence towards fellow citizens, and a disrespect, not just of science, but of the frontline health workers and, quite frankly, the 90% of truckers who have been doing the right thing by receiving coronavirus vaccines, to keep Canadians safe to put food on our tables." Trudeau derided protesters in Ottawa as advocates of conspiracy theories hostile to science. He accused them of spreading misinformation and disinformation about vaccines. He stated, "Vaccines are safe and effective. The way we get through this public health crisis, and get back to the things we love is by trusting science, by trusting the facts, by being there for each other, by stepping up for each other. Vaccines are safe and effective, and they are the way to get through this pandemic." So yes, the concerns expressed by a few people gathered in Ottawa right now are not new, not surprising, or heard, but are a continuation of what we've unfortunately seen in disinformation and misinformation, online conspiracy theorists, about microchips, about God knows what else that go with tinfoil hats. Trudeau repeated several claims from left-wing news media accusing demonstrators in Ottawa of displaying Nazi symbolism and racist imagery, as well as the accusation of desecration of war memorials and stealing food from the homeless. He alleged that politicians had been targeted by threats and intimidation from those sharing political views with the protesting truckers and supporting demonstrators. "Canadians should accept the sacrifice coronavirus vaccine mandates and assorted government-enforced lockdowns and shutdowns," Trudeau held. He said, "I understand that there are some people who choose to reject science, who choose to reject the sacrifice that might be required to help our fellow citizens, but that's their choice. There is no place in our country for threats, violence, or hatred," he stated in reference to protesters in Ottawa. He repeatedly accused demonstrators of spreading hateful rhetoric. "Government-imposed coronavirus vaccine mandates did not contribute to supply chain failures and shortages," Trudeau claimed, adding, "The challenges that we're facing in terms of supply chains are not due to vaccination policies. They're due to COVID-19, Chinese coronavirus. The best way to get through this difficult time for truckers, and for all Canadians, is to continue to follow public health advice. Continue to get vaccinated, as nearly 90% of truckers already have." Truckers demonstrating against coronavirus vaccine mandates and government-decreed lockdowns in Canada's capital were protesting the pandemic, Trudeau concluded.